Are you standing at a crossroad in life, being called to express yourself in a new way? You could ignore the nudging, or you could answer the call and change the trajectory of your life. I'm Mary Jo Rathgeb, life transition coach and host of the Creative Directions for Living podcast. I invite you to join me on a journey to explore your potential for expression and step onto a path filled with purpose and possibility. Welcome to my first Creative Directions for Living podcast. Today, I want to share a little bit about myself. I meet people at a crossroad in their life, or what might be a major transitional point, a choice point in their life, where they have gone through some kind of a change or loss. It can be anything from the loss of a loved one to a move, to a loss of a job, a change in a job. It can be a change in status, meaning relationship status. It can be any number of things, anything that is going to change your sense of who you are and your direction for the future. What I really like to help people achieve is a sense of choice in how they can go about living their life and to be able to express themselves in a more authentic way. They may have been living their life according to the expectations of other people, doing things that they, you know, think they should be doing or that other people think they should be doing, and that at this particular crossroad that they're at, they have the opportunity to make a different choice, and they have the opportunity to really to start living in a way that's going to be a fuller expression of who they are and their potential. So when people are at a crossroads and they're trying to decide what direction they want to go in, oftentimes they'll look outside themselves for advice and try to figure out from other people what they should be doing. And when they take in that information, they will then also, continue to make choices based on the input and expectations from other people. And so when people work with me, one of the things that we do is I give them tools and insights in tapping into their own inner guidance system so that they can learn to go inward when they're at these crossroads and these choice points and really find out from themselves, what is the best choice for me right now, and seek inside a connection with themselves that will help them really tap into what is in their core and what they really want to express next. And usually what happens is people will stay in their comfort zone and they'll try to continue doing what they had been doing because, you know, change is scary sometimes, particularly if you are stepping into something new and stepping out of your comfort zone. And most people will stay in their comfort zone because of fear of the unknown and because change is so hard. I personally stayed in my comfort zone for many, many years, decades even. And, you know, even just looking at my career trajectory, I actually had several different choice points where I could have changed directions in my career of nearly 30 years. And the first one came pretty early on. And I was working at Playboy at the time, and I had taken a day off from work to go skiing. And it was well before email and cell phones and any ability to call into work unless you were near a payphone or some landline somewhere. And so I went to call in from a payphone and my sister stopped me. I was skiing with her and she was like, "You take one day off. What could possibly happen at work that is so important that you have to call in on your one day off?" So I was like, "Okay, you're right. Fine, I won't call in." So I walk into work the next morning and my coordinator comes into my office crying. And I said, "What's wrong?" And she was just like, "I was laid off yesterday." And I was like, "What?" And so she's like, "Yeah." And so I'm, leaving at the end of the week. And I was like, "Oh my gosh." And so then She leaves and my boss comes in. He shuts the door and he says to me, "You're the luckiest person I know." And I was like, "Really? How come?" He says, "Well, I let you have the day off because I had to fire you." He said, "But by the end of the day, I hired you back." And I was like, "Oh, really? Why? And he said, "Because when they made the announcement to the team, the sales staff freaked out and basically said they would give up their T&E and their entertainment budget in order to keep me. So he made the decision to hire me back. And all of this transpired while I was skiing and didn't even know about it. And so while I wasn't laid off that day, or I was laid off, but I got my job back before I knew about it, I got a big lesson. And that was that everyone is replaceable. And so I should take that into consideration, moving forward. And so that day, I actually started looking for another job because I figured if I'm replaceable, why don't I find a place to go that, may feel a little differently. And so with my next job, I was there, went to from Playboy to Disney, and I was there for 15 years before the magazine group was actually sold to another company. And it was funny because I knew it was coming. I was part of the team that was working on the sale. And so I knew what was coming and I thought I was ready. And I was actually mentally preparing myself to be laid off. And I thought I was ready. And so what happened is one day, the publisher and I are in a meeting together and we both get emails. Now we have cell phone and emails. We didn't the other time. We've now moved forward, 19, 20 years. Anyway, we both get a message saying there's a meeting. And we realize it's two different meetings. She's in one meeting and I'm in another meeting. And for anyone who's ever been in corporate and has been through a layoff, you know that when there's two different meetings, someone's staying and someone's going. And so we looked at each other and she was like, "Oh, no, no, no." And then she left the room. And so I went back to my office and I had my meeting and I was laid off. And I was like, "Okay, I'm ready for this. I'm okay." And I decided to go take a walk. And I left the building and I was walking the streets of New York City. And all of a sudden I was like, "What the hell am I going to do with my life? Who am I without this job? I'm nobody. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. What am I going to do all day long? I've got, no kids, no husband." I mean, it was like, what am I going to do with my life? I burst into tears. I was crying. I was a mess. I pulled myself together to walk back into the building. And the publisher and the rest of my team were all in a meeting, hearing about what was going to transpire in the new company. And they're moving over. And she calls me in. She's like, come. And I'm like, "No, I was laid off." She was like, "No, just come in." And so I came in, sat down. I know everyone knows that I was just laid off. I'm like, "What am I doing here?" And we leave the meeting. I'm like, "Why did you ask me to come in there?" She's like, "Because I got them to change their mind." She's like, "You're hired again." I was like, "What?" And so then because I had actually already been laid off and been communicated that I had, I had another phone call with the new boss, the new EVP, and she invited me to come with the company. They changed their mind. They gave me a night to think about it. And so when I thought about it, I said, "You know what? I actually am not ready to leave yet. I thought I was, but I'm not." And so I said, "Yes, I'm going to go." And so I went with the new company. And so now fast forward 2 years, I realized different company, different culture. I realized that the new company had a culture of laying people off on an annual basis. And it was predictable down to almost the day or the week at least when it would happen. And so 2 years into my, you know, like stay there, I was pretty convinced I was going to be laid off. And so I had actually gotten my files all cleared up. Everything was like ready to be handed over. Personal effects had gone home. I was ready to be laid off. And what happened was my boss was laid off instead. And so now I was still there, but the EVP, you know, who had given me the opportunity to come, called us all into a room at the end of the day. And basically she was like, you know, everyone needs a plan B. And I thought, wow, okay, I'm going to start working on my plan B. I need a plan B. And so I did. I started working on my plan B and started a side business. A year later, I was actually homesick, and I got the call from the same person saying that there were layoffs and my job had been restructured and I was no longer with the company. And as I was being transferred from her to HR, I remember hearing the song from Tom Petty, you know, I'm free in the background. And I realized at that moment that I had a choice. And this time I chose to listen to the calling that I had been ignoring for, at this point, 15 years. And that's when I decided I'm not going back to the same job or same type of job. I am going to, you know, get my coach training and I am going to take my complete life in a whole different direction. And that was 5 years ago. And here we are today having this conversation. Now I'm passionate about working with people to really answer that calling that they have inside them. And what I have learned is that there's several potential blocks to why people don't answer the call. And a biggie is the feeling of security that a known steady job has. Many people would cite, you know, a steady paycheck and health benefits as a reason they stay in a job that's unfulfilling, for instance. There is this sense of security that they feel there, and that would go into that, you know, sense of comfort zone bucket. There's also a sense of identity. Who are you? You know, if you identify really strongly with a position, a certain position, a certain title, a certain company, then trying to imagine who you are when you do not have that anymore can be a block. And that was, for me, the second time that I was laid off was a big block for me to, you know, push through the upset and fear that I had of who am I without this job. That's a very real fear and block. You know, so being able to envision who you might be when you are answering your call, you know, and really being able to feel into that vision is an important piece in being able to let go. Holding on to an unfulfilling job or relationship or even living situation, there's a cost to it. And the cost is that you not only are not living to that potential, your soul isn't being fed, you aren't expressing your full self, you're hiding part of yourself, and you won't find true fulfillment and happiness and satisfaction and joy even when you're living a partial life. So on this podcast, I want to share with you many tools that can help you in making, you know, making that decision to follow your heart's calling and to really take your life in a creative direction where you are actually the co-creator or the creator of your life versus at the effect of it. The date that we are recording this is actually November 11th. That is the anniversary of my father's death. He died 2 years ago today, and my mother's death anniversary is actually on November 18th, a week from today. And so between the two of them, what I would love to do is to dedicate this inaugural podcast to both of my parents in their memory, who were role models for how to live a creative life. Today we talked about my story and how my career trajectory took me from corporate America into coaching and beyond. And next week, we're going to talk about what creativity really is. I'm Mary Jo Rathgeb, life transition coach and founder of Creative Directions for Living. I'll meet you at the crossroads where creativity and courage await.